mundane world. On Pesach 1974, there was a very prominent rabbi living somewhere in the New York metropolitan area who had finished the evening services in shul, and then he met the non-Jew and he brought back the chametz, went home in Havdalah, he got into his car and he drove to Brooklyn to participate in the Seudas Mashiach in the Fabrengen that the Rebbe would lead on Matzai Yom Tov, into Matzai Yom Tov. The Pesach Fabrengen, as a rule, would usually last about 6 hours. It would start about 6 o'clock in the evening, if my memory doesn't fail me, and oftentimes it would go till 11, 11:30, or even after midnight. So this individual shows up, I don't know when it was, 10, 10:30, after he had done all the things that he wanted to do, that he needed to do, and he sits down at the Fabrengen. Now for the Rebbe, it's still Pesach. The Rebbe is still Fabrengen, and they're still eating matzah, and they're drinking wine. And in between the talks, this rabbi approaches the Rebbe, and he says to the Rebbe that he wants to seek his counsel, advice about a certain issue, and he mentions the details of a political situation. So the Rebbe said to him, it's the middle of Seudas Mashiach now. We're living in a higher realm. And the rabbi says, but the Rebbe himself spoke about this issue. The Rebbe himself was discussing this in a public way. The Rebbe said that what's spoken about from this chair is midaberet be'elyonim v'romezet v'tachtonim. The Rebbe said he speaks about things on a very lofty level. It also has meaning in the material, or ordinary, everyday world. But the Rebbe said now is Seudas Mashiach, now is still Pesach, and he wouldn't discuss the way things are reflected in the ordinary world. But still Pesach. Well, Pesach has ended for us.